Well, my first new movie review of 2024, and it is a January release from Blumhouse. Guys, this movie is awful. Okay. Just so I can tell you here, you know what movie we're taking a look at right now? We're taking a look at Night Swim. Currently in a theater. Near you. And, oh boy. What is there to say here? This movie is... It was directed by... Who played this? Bryce McGuire, who, what was this pussy done? Let's see here. Because, man. This guy shouldn't. If you want your film to fail. It was, he has put out. So. Night Swim and some Unfollowed, a shitty internet horror film. Baghead, I don't know what that is. And that's pretty much it. Nothing really of note. And kind of sums up how I feel about this film. I mean, this film, it's terrible. I mean, let's get into the plot of this film. There's barely any. No, I don't mean that in a good way. See. Oh, before I get into the film fully, me and my friends and like two or four, like I think like four other people. We're in the theater. Yeah, pretty empty. From a fairly recent release. Now. I'll say. Okay. So basically this couple pretty much moves into this house. And this pool. And weird shit starts happening. And this will be a spoiler review. Because, man. This is stupid. So, this movie opens up with this girl drowning in this pool. Somehow, the supernatural pool has the power to just drown people. It's stupid. And of course, the couple moves into the house, and it gets weird. Yeah. The black goo from Prometheus ends up possessing the dad, and yeah, and you could have made a monster movie here. You could have made a cool monster movie. Here, you know, the monster that comes out the water, I would argue. You could have made a movie that, you know, had just something unique about it. But no. But on a positive note, I will say, there are some decent underwater scenes. But that's it. This was originally based on a short film, which it really shows that there's not enough, like, there's not enough to this movie, I would say, to call to say, you know, modern movie, or at least full-length film. I mean, this movie could have been 20 minutes at most. Yeah, it's that shallow. Yes, I did that on purpose. To reference water. And there's a whole stupid thing where the water is requires a sacrifice, whatever. It's pointless. You got an even tame movie for the PG-13, I mean. God, there's barely any blood in this, too. And it's very predictable. Every jump scare you're able to predict. Every twist you're able to predict. This movie is just filler, pointless garbage. I mean, there's no reason for this movie to exist. The cast does try. Especially the actress who plays the mom. I think she, puts forth an effort, but what's it called? She puts forth an effort, but can't save the shitty script. I mean, for fuck's sake, everyone in this movie just seems bored. I mean, this does feel like something After Dark Films will put out. People gave us garbage like Captivity and stuff like the wrong like that. I mean, God. And I would say it's one of the worst films of the year. Continuing, you could say The Curse of January. You know, releasing, you know, horrible movies in January. I mean, this is a bad movie. I'll say the trailers before the movie were pretty good. The Omen trailer was surprisingly decent. I look forward to seeing that. Yeah, this is just plain bad. I mean, guys, avoid this film. Just fly out, avoid it. Wait for something good to come out. Don't waste your time, your money. Don't. Just don't put. This movie's on a fade away, thankfully, into obscurity, I bet. There's, man, just. Avoid this. I'm struggling to think of other things to say about it. It's that dull, that bad. I mean, this is just. I almost fell asleep at points during it. I mean, it really is awful. I'll say, like I mentioned earlier, the underwater shots were kind of interesting and decent, but. You can't say a few underwater scenes don't save a movie, and it shows. I mean, for fuck's sake, there's the scene where what's it called? The scene where they're having a pool party after weird things have happened at the pool. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they did. And you go as well as expected, I mean. This is just not good. You know, some people would say, I think even in those people who love everything, I mean, people who love everything would hate this. I mean, this is just that bad. I want to give this a. Don't know. I'm struggling to score. I mean, 2 out of 10 at most. This is, like I said, save your money. There's tons of other movies out there that far surpass this every way. Moves at a pace too of, like I mentioned, you're gonna. We're folks like, I'm getting tired talking about it. But yeah, 2 out of 10 for this. Avoid, like I kept saying, keep saying. I'm repeating myself a lot this review because there's not much else to fucking say about it. Yeah, guys, keep it brutal. And let's hope, you know, that Omen movie is good. So, yeah.